Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 2nd to 22nd, 2017 in communities across Canada. The RVF series, which showcases the diversity, duality, and dynamism of Canada's Francophone communities, is brought to you by La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Canadian Heritage, and this station. Please stay tuned for the next half hour for this week's edition of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. Visit ncra.ca/RVF for more information on the series.
Hi everyone, I'm Eric Tremblay from Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM. We are one of Canada's smallest radio stations operating for over 10 years on the shores of Amherst Island in Lake Ontario. Our station serves Eastern Ontario with the closest major municipality being Kingston, Canada's first capital. Although Amherst Island Radio is close to Kingston, we are technically located in the adjacent Loyalist Township. The 2011 Canadian Census shows that only 2.4% of Loyalist Township population listed their mother tongue as French, and only 0.9% stated that their language spoken at home is French. Despite being in an Anglophone community, and despite these small Francophone numbers, French first language schools in the area do receive a significant amount of students from Loyalist Township. Increasingly, families with English as their mother tongue are choosing to send their children to French first language schools. Today we'll meet two Anglophone women who each have children in French first language schools in the area. These French first language schools conduct all their daily functions in French. The language of instruction is French, the extracurricular activities are in French, and the kids are required to speak French even during recesses. Our conversations will explore the challenges faced by English-speaking parents, including helping with French language homework, communicating with French language school teachers and staff, communicating with French language transportation service, and contributing to French language co-curricular activities. First, let me introduce Erin, who lives in Kingston, Ontario. She has four children ranging in ages from 3 years to 11. She moved to Kingston from Western Canada about 4 years ago, and all four children attend a school called Monseigneur Rémy Gaulin in the north end of Kingston. So welcome, Erin, and let's start from the beginning. Any challenges with getting into Monseigneur Rémy Gaulin?
Not at all, because we had the kids in Père-Lacombe in Edmonton, so it was another French Catholic school, so it was just a direct, here you go.
Did you guys move between school years or during?
We took possession of the house like the day we arrived. I think it was like August 28th, and we didn't realize that the school here starts a week early, so we thought we were going to the school just to, you know, do the registration or whatever, and there were kids there. We're like, oh! So that was kind of a whirlwind, but no, it was no trouble.
Okay, well, that's good. Because what's your French like?
that's what my French is like. Smile and nod. I wish it was better. I can read okay. I can make out sort of meaning in, when I'm reading it, but trying to string sentences together or to follow somebody who's speaking it to me is just doesn't work really. So
I think it's pretty, what you're describing is pretty typical of an Anglophone person who's in Canada. You know a little bit of French here and there, but really, you know, you don't consider yourself proficient, right?
Not at all. And so when we first had the kids in school, I remember filling out paperwork about what communication, you know, how you would appreciate communication to the house. And I said English. And then everything that we ever received was always in French. And it was like, why did we even give this option? And when I asked about it, they said, oh, well, that's just for stuff that comes directly from the board. So anything from the school itself or the teachers itself is going to be in French. Okay. But I think a little bit that's short-sighted, because even in blended, you know, Anglophone, Francophone families, it's not always feasible for the Francophone parent to be doing. You know, my husband was military. He was gone for months at a time. So I was the one doing the majority of the parenting.
Yeah. Now, how does it work here in Kingston? Can you get communication from the school in both languages?
I don't usually. I don't know if I can. I kind of have given up on that battle, although recently I was sent a link for a survey, and I believe it was from the school board, And again, and it did say in the email, you can do this survey in English. And I thought, oh, how pleasant. I can actually participate in my child's education.
Yeah.
Which is nice, because I think it's important for parents to be able to be involved in their kids' education.
How do you help the kids with like things like homework, right? Because do they have a lot of homework, number one?
They don't have a lot at school. They should, by and large, understand what's expected of them. It shouldn't be something they need to be taught at home, so...
And I know every teacher's different. So some years there's more homework, other years is less homework. So it goes up and down. But you've got four kids.
Yeah, because of that, I have a hard time placing a lot of emphasis on the importance of homework. I think house and home is really important too. And they spend already a lot of hours at school. So because of their blended age, like their different ages, they're all in different classes. When they get home, they want to relate to each other and have some free time. And I want them to pitch in and do things around the house. So I'm kind of like, okay, teachers, your time's up. You know, if they have a bit of homework to do, it's important they do it, but usually they don't have very much.
Most parents understand that the school experience sometimes extends outside the classroom. Often there are extracurricular activities, sports teams, and field trip events. Being an English-speaking parent, do you have any challenges with any of those?
I can't ever really go on field trips with the kids. I can't really volunteer to help at the school, right, because I don't speak the language of instruction.
So what about parent-teacher interviews?
Those seem to go all right. I mean, we are here in Kingston, and as an Anglophone community largely, most of the teachers speak passable English. So when I do need to go and handle some business, talk to the principal directly or have a meeting with the teachers directly, we make out okay.
Okay. I've heard that quite a bit from people that... You know, when you get face-to-face with people, it becomes pretty reasonable, right?
Of course,
you know?
These days, I feel that a great deal of the behind-the-scenes effort that goes on in schools is just to communicate with parents. Most schools communicate by email on an as-needed basis. Some schools also add a weekly or a bi-weekly or even a monthly newsletter. Now that we're in the 21st century, schools also have fairly detailed websites. With respect to the website for your kid's school, is the material on the website available in both official languages?
I don't think it is, because that's one of the, again, like the notes, the small short notes that come home from the teachers, I can read. I can write back in English. They understand me. I understand them. I can read the sort of your kid got in trouble for this or that notes or you know, please send back the library books. I can understand that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I know there are a number of lessons and things that are offered at the school, music lessons and this and that.
Oh, yeah.
And I would like to take advantage of some of those, but I find getting the information is really a hurdle.
And I wonder, in that case specifically, have you ever thought of talking about it with the teacher? Or have you ever had a relationship with one of the teachers that is especially good that you could approach it that way?
Well, me being a bus parent, I really don't see the teachers very often. I'm never at the school. You know, when I had my kids in another school where I was driving, I saw the teacher every day at the door of the classroom.
Yeah.
But now I see the bus driver for a wave, and that's about it. You know, I send the kids off with their bag of food, and and that's my relationship with the teachers. I may meet them once or twice a year.
So, as an Anglophone parent, how good are your French language skills?
Like I said, I can read. Like I've learned enough vocabulary. You know, through my life as a Canadian, reading things in French all my life, and now through having my kids in French school for I think 5 years now, I know enough to know the when, why, where, once needed. I can read all that stuff pretty well. So
yeah,
I have the kids actually look over things sometimes. Hey, can you just, or if one kid gets a trouble slip, I'll read it and get what I think is the gist of it, and I'll have another kid read it.
Well, especially your oldest kid, right?
Like,
he's good, right? Yeah.
My oldest two are both good readers, and it's good practice for them, honestly. A lot of the stuff they're doing now in school for English class is about translating between the two languages. So
I never asked you about this from the start, but what do you think is your motivating factor for sending your kids to a first language school that's not your native language?
Well, I mean, we live in a country with two official languages, and I mean, I think for myself, I wish I spoke another language, or, you know, whatever it is. So I feel capable enough to educate my kids to read and write and learn to love learning, but I don't feel capable enough to teach them music or language or some of those things. So when I think about sending my kids to school, you know, which is not always the best experience for kids or families, I want them to get something that I can't give them out of it.
Yeah.
So language it is, yeah. You know.
And you yourself, have you ever thought about taking French class?
I have taken French classes. I mean, I dropped it in school like many Anglophones do when it's not a passion. But I lived in New Brunswick for a short time. And as you may or may not know, that's the only actually officially bilingual province.
That's right.
So when we lived there, it was offered through the Military Family Resource Center French lessons, and they would pay for your child care and pay for the lessons themselves as long as you went to 50% of the classes, like not even pass, like to half the classes. So it was a no-brainer at that point, and it was geared towards conversational French for military spouses to be able to be employed in a place where two languages was a huge boon. So I did a little bit, but not enough to say I mastered anything.
It just so happens that you live pretty close to your kid's school, so the school bus ride isn't very long. Some families like to choose schools based on the proximity to the home, where other families, they look more for school quality or other types of specialized programming. All things considered, how do you like your kid's school?
I love the kid's school.
Yeah.
You know, it is, that is a big advantage, and maybe it's just a simple byproduct, but it is a smaller school. It's a very personal school. It's also a Catholic school, so the you know, by and large, it's a really tight little community, and I think my kids get a lot out of being part of it. And they're getting to the age, too, where they can really see the benefit of speaking another language. We host French travelers and stuff, and now they can talk to them in their native language and really get to know these people, and they think that that's really cool.
I know kids have a lot of friends at school. What about organizing play dates and stuff like that with other parents? Any language issues?
I think it's a lot like dealing with the teachers. Like, most of the other parents have some knowledge of English, and even if, you know, if they get a birthday invitation or a something invitation, I can read and understand it. And if I reach out to the other parents in English, they're usually capable of responding. I haven't come across any like hard and fast barriers where it's like, okay, no play date, sorry.
That's right. I don't know what you're saying.
Again, it comes down to, you know, it's the two official languages, and it's really easy, unfortunately, to be an Anglophone and to just stay in that bubble. But I think most of our Francophone parents and teachers, they have to have some working knowledge of English.
In our community here in Eastern Ontario, French first language schools are not the only option if parents want to expose their children to a second language. There's also immersion schools. These schools differ somewhat than French first language schools in the sense that they have a mixture of both languages in their daily routine instead of just 100% French all the time. You chose to put your kids in French first language school because it sounds like you really want them to get a good head start on mastering the French language while living in an English community. Do you think it's good that parents have choices here in Ontario?
I wish, if anything, that it was just more barrier-free. Like, I think that they should let any... I don't think that there should be such a division between the public and immersion streams and the full Francophone. I mean, kids are so brilliant and adaptive that it would be a real benefit to, I think, to the French culture as well to have more Anglophone kids and families participating.
Yes, you've raised a lot of good points in this conversation. Thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to me today.
Well, thanks for hearing what I have to say. I didn't know I had so much to say.
Next, let's meet Catherine. She lives in Amherst View, Ontario. Her husband was born in Ontario, and he is Francophone, but she comes from an English-speaking family. They have two children, ages 5 and 9. And to start off her conversation, I asked her how she felt about sending her two children to French first language school.
Well, sometimes I feel proud, and I think that it's a good thing to do for your kids to send them to French school. I'm pretty involved in the school, so sometimes I feel it also, like, on a personal level, I feel left out because there's things I can't do because I can't keep up with the level of French, so... You know, if I'm at a function, I usually sort of cave into speaking English to some of the parents so that I can build some rapport with them because my French isn't that great. So, yeah, so I feel I'm glad that the kids are getting that opportunity, but sometimes as a parent, I feel like I'm missing it a little bit on, you know, maybe making more connections with parents at the school.
Have there been any examples of things that are going on actually at the school that you haven't been able to participate in because you don't speak French?
No, there's nothing I haven't been able to participate in. Oh, there is, actually. Yeah, parent-teacher council. Yeah, I'm not going to sit on that. It just seems like the parents that are in it are very, very French, and I just feel like I don't have enough French, and then if you have to do a presentation in front of the school or something like that, I'm sure I could join, but I don't want to join because I don't find my French is good enough, so I don't think they would say no.
Do you speak French at all? What's your level of French?
I can speak. I'm not bilingual, but I'm probably 3/4 bilingual. But I grew up in an English community, and I live in an English community now, so, you know, you lose your French when you're not using it, so I can understand French if it's spoken fairly slowly, you know, if people are using an accent or if they're speaking fast, I can't understand them. But if they're talking at a normal pace, I can understand them. And I can respond back, but my verbs and my conjugation isn't great.
And did you learn your French mainly since your kids started going to French school?
No, I started to go to half-day French, half-day English since grade 5. And then I took extended French classes in high school. And then I took a couple of university courses in French.
Oh, okay. So you've done some learning in the French language along the way. So that gives you a good foundation, right?
Yeah, it's giving me a good foundation. So I probably know more French than a completely Anglophone parent. Well, I do know more French, but I'm sort of in between. You know, I'm in between being an Anglophone and a Francophone.
Yeah, and what about communicating with the teachers and the administration at the school? Are they pretty willing to work with you in both languages?
Yeah, they are. They are. I find there's certain people that will speak automatically in English to me, like the principal. She knows it's my first language, so she just speaks to me in English. And the secretary speaks to me in French. She's really nice, and she's very smiley, so she doesn't make me feel like my French is bad.
So overall, it doesn't seem like you have a significant amount of barriers when communicating with the staff at school, despite the fact that your first language is English.
No, the one thing that I do find hard, though, is the emails that come home. Sometimes I don't 100% understand them. I might 75% understand them.
So give me a sense. When you're communicating with the school, are you mainly communicating in English?
No, I'm communicating in French. Yeah. Maybe I'll jump to English sometimes if they speak to me in English, but I try to speak French when I'm at the school.
Okay, and what about services around the school? Are they offered in both languages? Like, for example, interacting with the school bus company?
They are French, yeah. The school bus company is French, and their letters home are French. I think when I phoned them, though, I said I speak English, and they said okay, and they spoke back to me in English. So they, you know, they are French first, but they're not, that wasn't difficult.
Okay, so no problem, really.
No, right? No problem with the school bus. So.
What about hot lunch services at the school? I imagine they have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
are those services in both languages?
No, there's a program on the computer that, oh, maybe it is both languages. I'm not sure. I know I use it in French, but I've just sort of figured out which buttons I need to press all the time. It's the same thing all the time, right? So some of the words is like, you know, make your transaction now and things like that, so I can understand it. So yeah, those seem to be pretty easy. I know my sister has a lot less French than me. Her daughter goes to the same school, and she has a really hard time with the communication because she doesn't understand any of it. So I guess my comprehension's pretty good when I compare myself to my sister. She doesn't seem to know when the open houses are or when, you know, which are things I try to help her out with, but we're both busy. So if she asks me, I'll translate stuff for her. But so no, the food hot lunches are fine. I seem to be able to figure that out.
How's your satisfaction level with sending the kids to all French school? Like, what was your motivation for sending them to school? And you think that that motivation initially is still there today based on what you see with their abilities to work in both languages?
When I think about my level of French, I mean, I did start a little later in grade 5, but when I think about my knowledge base and what I have, I didn't feel like I got as much French as I should have. They should have started the program at like grade 1. So even if I had started at grade 1, I still don't think my French would be completely bilingual unless I lived in a French town or a French country, which I know could help for people when it comes to things like that. But I think overall that would be my decision for sending a kid to an all French school because their quality of French will be better long-term than my quality of French is now. So I think they learn better and they can think between both languages, and it just gives them the potential for more opportunities.
Sure.
You know, in the workplace. Like for me, and I used to have a government job, and I couldn't do my job in French, but I think that my kids in the future would be able to do their job in French.
Have you ever talked to any of your friends or other parents that are might be Anglophone that are sending their kids to French school? Do they have any special challenges?
Yeah, I think they probably have the same challenges. Like I said, my sister is Anglophone. And a lot of the notices and things like that, they come from the school. Like, just, I guess if I thought about it, like the website is translatable, but if you got sent home an email, they're always in French. And I think that that's where a lot of parents struggle that are Anglophone, because they can't understand the email. But in order to get accepted to that school, I think you have to have one parent that's Francophone, just for those purposes, so that you can understand the communication and the homework and things like that. Because homework would be another challenging piece, I think, if you weren't French and you had to help with French homework.
Yeah, how does homework work in your house?
Well, I'm fortunate that my mother-in-law is French, and she actually does the homework with my son, so we're really lucky in that regard. I haven't had to help too much, but you know, I have help with projects here and there, and that might be a real struggle, though. I think if I had to do it every day, you know, I would have trouble with it. Mm. So I think if you were an all Anglophone family, you might have more struggles, this type of school scenario. So
yeah. And have you ever thought, being an Anglophone who has some comprehension challenges around emails, have you ever thought about using tools to translate those emails, like Google Translate, for example?
No, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. Have you ever discussed with the school about any barriers that you're having as an Anglophone parent to see if they can help?
No, I haven't. Because they tell you, well, they would say, well, you know, pass it through your Francophone husband, or that's why, you know, that's why we expect that there's at least one Francophone in the family. So I think that would probably be their answer, and it would be like, well, you sort of knew this going into it kind of thing. But I also think they would be helpful. You know, they might suggest Google Translate or indicate that the website's translatable, and all the teachers pretty much speak English. So, you know, I went to an open house the other day, and I think in scenarios like that, I 100% will speak French, because I know that it's important for the kids to see that you're trying and that kind of thing. I do try my hardest to speak French as much as I can, but, you know, there usually is like some teachers that are available to speak English if you need it. The principal is English, so it's not like we're in Northern Quebec or France, you know.
That's right.
So I think there's always a fallback in an English community that you can speak English. So
sure. On a general basis, how are you satisfied with the quality of the education that's going on at that school?
Oh, I think it's a high level, high quality. I think for one, the numbers are low. Like, it's a small school, so that helps. I think there's only about 300 students. So my older son, he's in grade 4, and he didn't start to actually read or take out English books at the school until grade 3.
Oh.
So that was kind of, that kind of worried me at first, because I thought, oh my God, he's not going to learn any English. But he's just as fluent in English as he is in French. So when that was initially my concern, it's not now. So you can see that they pick it up anyway in an English community. So
how does it work in your household? What language do you folks speak predominantly? And what about, you know, TV and stuff like that? Are you guys watching mostly French programming?
No, we don't. They watch mostly English programming. We tried when my son was younger. We put on a lot of like French music and things like that. And that was helpful. But I don't find that they want to really watch French programs. Maybe that's because, you know, we're not encouraging it. So it's probably our fault as parents, but, no, so there's not a lot of French TV, but my husband, who's Francophone, he speaks only French to them usually, and so they'll speak back to him in French. I'll speak to them in French, and they'll speak back to me in English, so it's kind of, it's pretty funny. But I do try to speak French sometimes, but probably 20% of the time I speak French, and the other 80% of the time I speak English, so.
Got it. So given that your husband's mainly Francophone, is he the one that's mainly doing the organization of the kids at school?
No.
No?
No, he's not. I pretty much do all the school organization.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I think that's just the way, you know, our roles have fallen into place. I preferred to go to the school for, like, he comes for the beginning of the year, and he comes for the report cards and things like that, like those meetings. So that's helpful, because with the meetings, with the report cards, again, I catch about 75% of it. So when we leave, I'll usually say, well, you know, was this what I was understanding? And then he'd agree. But yeah, generally the emails and the events and the hot lunches and all that stuff I look after, so.
Okay, so given that you're in an English community and you're an Anglophone parent of a child of two children that go to French school, you must know other parents in the area that are a little bit in the same boat. Have you ever met a parent or come across a parent who took their kids out of French school because they were having difficulty?
Yeah, I can't think of a specific example, but I have heard of people that they've taken their boys out of French because they were concerned that their behaviors, if they were having difficult behaviors, were because they were frustrated in the French system. So I think it might have been an assumption on their part that the kids would do better with their behaviors if they weren't in a French school and it would lower their frustration. I don't know about anybody currently at the school that that we're at who's taken them out. I think most people that put their kids in French do so because they see the opportunity and they see the benefits to the French system and what the outcome might be for their child and future jobs and being bilingual and those kind of things. I think it's also very helpful for, when you know a second language, you can easily know a third language and you could travel internationally and those kind of things. I don't think that too many people are pulling their kids out necessarily. I do know that some people pulled their kids out because they didn't like the principal, but it wasn't because of the French, so.
And again, coming from an Anglophone family, was there any pushback from members of your family for sending kids to a first language French school?
Oh yeah, you get some sarcastic pushback. I don't find so much now, but I found earlier on when they were in daycare, my family would say things like, well, when are they gonna learn English? And because when my kids were young and they were in French daycare, they only ever spoke French. So when you look back on videos, they're pretty much Francophone in the videos. But so I found I got a lot of pushback from my family then, like, when are they going to speak English? And they're never going to learn. And, you know, but I don't really hear much of it anymore. They just kind of accepted it, I guess.
Yeah. And in your community, you probably have access to French immersion type schools and also a French first language type schools. Why did you choose French as a first language school instead of immersion?
I was a product of immersion, and I don't find my French is as good as it could be. So that's why I decided to put my kids in Francophone school.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I did also hear from another friend that her daughter was in, and she was French, she was Francophone, and her daughter went to an immersion program, and she didn't find her French was good. So she took her out and put her in full French, so... So yeah, just talking with other parents and getting some feedback, but also just from personal experience too.
Okay, well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
You're welcome. It was fun doing the interview, and it's good to reflect a little bit on your French household and living in an English community, but sending your kids to French school. So thank you as well.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, presented by La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Canadian Heritage, and The Station. To learn more about the RBF series and the National RBF Celebration, and to send us your comments, visit ncra.ca/RBF.